These are still hard times for honeybees, says the Petaluma bee lady, Christine Kurtz.
They're challenged. They're very challenged. Not many survive, really. There's an awful lot of bees still dying.
The threat that was labeled colony collapse disorder just a couple of years ago has abated somewhat. But to Kurtz, that's largely a matter of reframing the whole problem.
I want to start calling it people collapse disorder rather than colony collapse disorder, because the environment we're putting our bees in is really affecting all our bees.
Of course, virus-carrying mites remain a huge problem, and food for the hives is sometimes too scarce to support them. But Kurtz believes the single most damaging thing to the bees is that people are using way too many pesticides.
When we use 3 pounds of pesticides per person a year, in this country, that concerns me. The way the pesticides drift, the way they break down in the environment into other chemicals that might be even worse. So there's a lot of things that we don't know that's going on with pesticides. There's a lot of side effects, and we are exposed to a lot more than we think. And so are the bees.
Although agriculture remains Sonoma County's leading industry, Kurtz explains that livestock tends to munch up all the flowers the bees seek, while vineyards exclude them altogether.
Bees do not forage or pollinate grapes. So you have these enormous areas, which are bee desert. There's no food for the bees.
But the little pollinators remain quite happy with such otherwise unwanted plants as blackberry vines and star thistle.
What we think as weeds are food for our bees. We need to become friends with weeds.
Back when colony collapse was making headlines, a wave of new backyard beekeepers took up the practice, hoping to help by boosting the overall bee populations. But Rob Keller, owner of the Napa Valley Bee Company, says it hasn't really worked out that way.
Now there's this huge influx of new beekeepers coming on that are bringing in bees from out of the area. It's challenging to do it right. There's a huge learning curve, so to just get a colony of bees from Costco and put them in your yard, you could potentially be a big problem for at least a 3-mile radius, if not a 5-mile radius in your area.
Today, there is a marked schism between longtime beekeepers and those who are new to it. Keller suggests that collaboration could benefit both factions.
Instead of saying more beekeepers, maybe we have fewer people who have hives, but more people involved on it. You know, maybe we need to look at people standing up, like Christine and myself, and saying, okay, we'll do a better job at mentoring and maybe even offer up some of our hives as mentor hives and figuring out something so there's less influx of new bees and beekeepers getting solid information when it comes to hive management.
Elsewhere at the Heirloom Expo this year, a honey judging was held for the first time. Jennifer Holmes, one of the judges visiting from Florida, explains what they look for.
The criteria list ranges from appearance and cleanliness of the bottle and the contents all the way through to the aroma and the thickness or viscosity and then the flavor.
Saving the sweetest for last, I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.